I'm John Pienaar. This is Pienaar's Politics. And here with me for the rest of the show, Lucy Fisher from The Times. Dan Hodges is with us still from the Mail on Sunday. We've been joined by a couple of new guests joining the chit chat. We talk a lot, don't we? And for perfectly good reason, that the way that young people vote in this EU referendum could be critical to the outcome. How many of those young people are going to bother to take a trip to the polling station? That is the question, or one of the big ones. The deadline for registration is midnight this Tuesday, June the 7th. If you didn't know that, maybe it's worth making a note of that. There are roughly 5 million 18 to 15-year-olds in the country. By the ballot, they estimate about 30% aren't even registered to vote. Let's talk to Courtney Pearce, 18 years old from Wolverhampton. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am good. Thanks for coming in. And Rhys Aldous is here too, 25 years old from Chichester. Hi, Rhys.
Hi, how are you doing? You all right?
This is a simple question with not a simple answer. You are both registered to vote.
Yeah.
I know that. Why do you think so many young people don't do that?
From my experience, I honestly believe it's the lack of education within politics. For example, like obviously schools don't teach you politics. Obviously, you can do an A-level in government and politics and whatnot, but you don't get the education on politics. I never knew what politics was. I never knew how my country was run or anything. I had to go out and research this, do it off my own back, and that's why I'm here today.
Yeah.
I believe that the schools, or there should be something set up to help educate young people, because obviously you can go and vote, but do you know what you're voting for? Do you know what you're doing?
What age were you when you left school?
I'm studying education. I'm in my last year.
You're entirely self-taught about our politics.
Yeah. I think they should have a class in all schools, just call it life lessons. Everything. I don't even know anything about mortgage rates or interest rates. I don't know any of that stuff. You know, I'm probably never even going to have to learn any of it the way the housing.
Well, hopefully at some point.
Yeah, but the point is that you don't get taught general life skills. You know, I am a bad money manager. That's just me. But I feel that maybe if in school, if there was a life lesson type class and they're teaching you about money management,
there are citizenship lessons in school.
Yeah, but when I was in school, it wasn't.
Well,
like
in
that.
All honesty, there are citizenship lessons, but you have to go forth. You have to, I never knew. There was, until you had to sign up, for these. And obviously, if you've got your home life to worry about, your school life, then you're not going to think, oh, I need to be taught this. You're more focused on getting the grades.
Courtney, you never knew about Parliament?
No.
You never really knew what Parliament did? You never knew what an MP was or what they did or how they got there?
Definitely not, no.
Or how the government works, how they take decisions? None of that?
No, honestly. Up until, because I started college about a year ago, I took law. Law is like intertwined and corresponding with politics. Therefore, I learnt about it.
Yeah.
And I was interested in it, and that's how I researched it. Whereas most of my peers, they don't understand politics.
We hear this, Lucy and Dan, we hear this quite a lot, don't we? And it still makes you gulp every time you hear it, that someone could go through the whole school process and into further education as well, without knowing what Parliament is, what voting is, how decisions are taken.
I have to say, I'm not gulping that much myself, because when I was at school, I think it was exactly the same. I mean, I don't remember having any specific sort of lessons on how politics works, how the political system works.
Mm.
I mean, I think the other thing, which is a component of this, I think which is equally worrying, is the lack of teaching of contemporary history as well.
Yeah.
So even if you have the mechanics at your disposal, you know how to vote, you know you need to register, the context at which a debate like the European referendum is taking place is almost taking place in an educational vacuum in that sense.
Yeah, Lucy, when I say gulping, I suppose not gulping at the mere fact that that's the case, because it clearly is the case,
but the
fact that there can be any justification for that being the case, it seems indefensible.
Well, it does seem indefensible, but at the same time, it's really great to have Courtney and Rita, and you guys clearly know a lot. I've just heard you chatting and arguing with each other before we kind of came on air. And I'm a little bit more relaxed. I sort of think people should take personal responsibility. It's part of being a citizen. You know, you start working, you pay taxes, you should read into these things. You know, people always complain the government's not doing enough. Well, the government does, you know, all these mail outs, all this sort of stuff comes into your email inbox, through your letterbox.
Surely it should be part of, I get your point
I
about people
disagree
engaging,
with
but
that,
it should be, Courtney, shouldn't it? It just should be part of basic education.
I completely agree. Like, life lessons, as you said, like, we need life lessons. We need to talk. I don't think it should be based on us individually going out there and finding out about ourselves. If people want us to vote for a party to go in for the EU referendum, if they want us to vote and they'll keep complaining about young people not voting, we need to be taught.
Yeah.
We need to be shown what we're voting for.
Well, tell us about what you're voting for. I'll ask each of you if I can. Courtney, you. I do know that you're going to vote to stay in. That's right.
Yes.
Isn't it? Tell me why.
It's mainly about employment and obviously trade. Most people focus on trade and employment. Obviously, there's 3.5 million jobs are linked to the EU, and obviously
that's a slightly bendy figure,
And then obviously trade, ruin with a lot of trade, and obviously people have said like if we do leave the EU, it could be disastrous for our trade, which obviously that will have massive consequences.
And when you hear the other side, because you're obviously listening to the debate, say that look, 3 million jobs may be linked to the European market, to trade with the European Union, but they just won't all disappear. You know, whatever happens if we leave.
But I do see, I am slightly undecided, but obviously I will vote to remain in. Mm. Obviously there are different points on each side, and so it's, you just kind of have to deal with it. And obviously each day, new points are coming in, new opinions. So it's...
That's probably the clearest and truest thing that's been said in the studio for quite a long time, that you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, you literally
do. What about you, Ruth? Where do you stand?
So there's a couple of reasons why I'm going to vote to leave. I think one of the main reasons is corruption. I think there's quite a large amount of corruption in the EU. A lot of it goes unnoticed. You know, they've not been audited correctly for 19 years running.
Yeah.
It's lots of things like that.
That's not altogether strictly
Mainly, though, it's the fact that in 2014 in the UK, we had 80,000 children homeless. And in 2015, we had 100,000.
Mm.
Why is that number going up? Is it because there's too many people coming here? There's obviously something wrong. You know, I don't think we've got the houses to cope with, you know, the large numbers of people, or our own people, at least, you know. And
migration. You're worried about migration.
How many children are going to be homeless on Christmas Day in 2016 if we've got 100,000 in 2015?
Well, I'll ask you. I mean, you make a really important point about an important part of this argument in the referendum. You're worried about migration. You're worried about the effect that it has on public services, our schools and hospitals and all the rest of it. So if I just put back to you something that if there was a Remain campaigner here, they might say, okay, a lot of people come to this country, a lot of them staff our hospitals, the nurses, the auxiliaries, the doctors. Mm. Well, you know, if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have them.
I had an experience this morning on the train here. I've just literally recently started suffering with anxiety, had a bit of a panic attack, and I had to acquire a guard's attention. And just lo and behold, three nurses happened to come to my aid, and they were actually from Spain.
Yeah.
So that's because of the EU, obviously. It does do good things, but again, I think there are so many negatives there. You know, and David Cameron's tried to get the reform, and he just comes back and blabbers a load of rubbish, doesn't he? And he never makes any sense. It just seems to me that he talks, and he's like, that's that done, they'll take that, they'll accept that and move on, you know. And I don't accept it. I don't move on. There are issues. Yeah. He's not fixed them when he said he'd fix them. The deadline's over. That's it. It won't leave. He didn't do it.
When you're with your mates, both of you, I mean, do you have this conversation among your mates, or are you just unusually engaged?
I'm really pushy with this. I've tried to tell everyone. If you go on my Facebook, you'll see that I'm constantly writing stuff about it. I'm always trying to get people to register to vote and stuff. Yeah. But a lot of the people I know, they won't bother because they feel that their vote doesn't make a difference.
Yeah,
they
that's like the same.
What's my vote going to do?
Most people do want to leave. But for me, I feel like obviously more young people are focused on the tuition fees, the housing, gateways to employment. However, obviously we've seen in the recent upcoming events that they raise the tuition fees. Why are young people asked to vote and then you go and mistreat them and go the opposite?
Aren't tuition fees completely scrapped in Scotland as well? So is that right? There aren't any tuition fees in Scotland.
In Scotland, we're going to talk to a member from the Scottish National Party, but a Scottish student can get into a Scottish university.
Why can't they do it for us here? You know, you get free prescriptions in Scotland as well. And I know also, if you go bankrupt in the UK, it costs £750. But if you go bankrupt in Scotland, you can do it for like...
I think if you want to go to a Scottish university, you've got to cough up. I mean, that's another part of it.
That's I mean, things need fixing, and I think we need radical change, radical reform, and you know, I reckon that is the way.
But if it's up to you two guys, we'd see a lot more people registering and voting.
It's just education. We need to teach people what's actually going on with the country, who the parliament are.
Do you get frustrated with your friends when you see that they either don't want to or just can't be bothered?
Not frustrated. Mm. I feel sympathy for them because I try and help them and help them understand, and I want to teach them. But like me doing that off my back, I'm giving a biased opinion, a biased vote. And if they're obviously learning
online, politics is about being biased, unless you do algebra.
That's exactly how everybody is. We just need more education, a website set up, something that isn't biased. Like with the government, they're sending leaflets to our door saying, oh, we need to remain. I want to remain, but I don't think it's fair on other people. They need to see both sides of the story.
Yeah. I think as well, it was putting a lot of young people off as the back and forth, you know, you're lying, no, you're lying, yeah. you're lying, you're lying. You know, it's like children, what the hell, what is it? Just put the facts down on a bit of paper. Yeah. This is the pros, this is the cons. Are you interested? Yeah. Simple as that. There's nothing more to it.
They're behaving like badly behaved young people.
Yeah, and do you know what the funny thing about it is? The Prime Minister is the leader of the Stay campaign and they're acting like children. What does that say?
They're always like this though, aren't they? They don't know how to hold a role and actually be civil about it. They're just little kids.
Next thing you know, it'd be like Turkey 2 weeks ago where they were all fighting in their parliament. You never know.
It hasn't quite come to that. But maybe you've got a point. They're little monkeys. What are you going to do with them? Reese and Courtney, great to talk to you today. Thank you. We'll talk again before too long. I certainly hope so. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Now,